All right, we're taking a look at what we the people have to say about America's future. Before we get back to that, I want to let you know that on tomorrow, we will continue our discussion of communicating with God. You know, I consider that such a high honor that God has given us the freedom to communicate with him, to talk with him, to fellowship with him, to enjoy relationship with him, the highest ranking person in all of his world. It is his world. He is the highest, the highest ranking. And instead of trying to avoid us, like some people do when they have a lot of money and stuff like that, he encourages us to establish and develop a relationship with him. We're going to talk about that. We'll also have a second part of our discussion about beating anxiety. That is no fun. And so we want to take a look at ways to beat anxiety. All right. Back to this look at where Americans are predicting America will be by 2050. This whole thing about optimism about the country's future. About 56% of all adults say that they are either very optimistic or somewhat optimistic about the U.S. in 2050. 44% see the country's future more darkly, including 13% who say they are very pessimistic, and 31% who are somewhat pessimistic about where America will be 30 years from now. This is interesting. Black and Hispanic adults are among the most optimistic about the country's future. And again, as I mentioned, the fact that blacks and Hispanics have a more difficult time, have greater challenges than other ethnicities. And yet, blacks and Hispanics are the most optimistic. 7 in 10 blacks, 70% of blacks, and 67% of Hispanics feel hopeful about America's future. In contrast, 51% of whites feel hopeful about America's future. High school graduates and those with less education are also somewhat more positive about the country's prospects than are college grads. So let's grab that again. Those with more or with the most tend to be the least optimistic, or if you will, the most pessimistic. Those with the least tend to be the most optimistic. Blacks and Hispanics, 70% of blacks, 67% of Hispanics, 51% of whites are hopeful about America's future. 60% of those with high school education or less are positive about America's future. 53% of those who are college graduates have a positive outlook for America. And again, by 2050. Unlike the wide partisan differences seen elsewhere in the survey, Democrats and Republicans are about equally optimistic when it comes to the broad predictions about America's future. The racial pattern switches when Americans are asked about the future of race relations over the next 30 years. 54% of all whites, 43% of blacks, 45% of Hispanics say that relations will get better. Overall, the country is divided on the future of race relations. 51% say that race relations will improve. 40% predict race relations will get worse. What are your thoughts on that? And what do you base your conclusion on? Whether you say it will get worse, whether you say it will get better, whether you say it will remain relatively the same, what do you base your conclusion on? Are you going by what you see? For example, there are people who talk about how they can go different places and see more mixed couples, whether they are young couples who appear to be dating or older couples who appear to be married. We know that quite a few millennials, and possibly those who are younger than the millennials, are indicating that it's not that important to them, you know, particularly amongst the white community. Don't find it as important to try to oppress people of color. In fact, there are more millennials and younger, Generation Y, who seem to indicate that they find it repulsive to try to give people of color a hard time. But yet we also know that the people who do believe in, who strongly embrace racial oppression, including members of these communities of color who have determined that they personally can benefit if they help with the cause of oppressing their fellow peoples of color, they're going to continue to train and try to sway and all of that. So we have our various reasons as to why we predict or why we think that by such and such a year, this will be the case. What are you basing your conclusions on? All right. 43% of Americans say that they're very worried about the nation's morals, while 34% are fairly worried. For Republicans, the country's moral health, they say, is a major concern. 49% say that when they think about the country's future, they're very worried about the moral values of Americans. 36% of Democrats say that they're very worried about the country's moral values. Women are more concerned than men. 46% of women are very concerned about the country's morals. 38% of men are very worried. 49% of older Americans are concerned about the nation's morals. 37% of people younger than 50, are very concerned about the nation's morals. Now, that is a very, very interesting topic, too, because when you think about the morals that people really have, one of the things that is so interesting is that a person does not necessarily live out good morals just because they say they have high morals and high standards. Some of the people with some of the lowest morals with regards to how they actually live are the ones who claim to have the highest morals. All right, we'll continue to explore this whole business of where Americans see America by 2050 at a later date.